Now turn to part 4. Part 4 consists of 2 tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which students are talking about their universities. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for choosing their university. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker found hardest at the start of their first year at university. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
My parents weren't happy when I told them I wanted to study law. The thing is, I'm a keen athlete, and so having a state-of-the-art track on site to practice on after classes was crucial. They'd have preferred me to study in my city so I could have lived at home, which would have been much cheaper and easier, of course. Anyway, I think I made the right choice. It didn't take long to start hanging out with some great people I met through lectures and my running. What was more of an issue was getting through all the stuff we were given to do. I had to be up all hours to begin with. I think I've finally cracked it now, though.
Speaker 2.
Nothing prepares you fully for starting university life. I was away from home during the week with a whole new group of people who I would have to get to know. Strangely, though, what threw me most was figuring out where to do my assignments. After various unsuccessful attempts, I settled on a quiet spot in the student center, and then I could really focus at last. Choosing a university was straightforward, actually. Since I'm studying history, I thought a brand new campus wouldn't feel right. I wanted to gaze at ancient spires and towers on my way to lectures. That won hands down in the end, against studying with one of my former classmates.
Speaker 3.
Selecting the right university was tricky. My dad would have liked me to study medicine close to home, but I also had to consider how the qualification I got would be valued in future. I mean, would the university command sufficient respect overseas? And that's what swung it for me. When I actually started, it took time to settle in. It was so different from school, where we all followed a fixed timetable term after term. My lectures are mostly after lunch, but I've got laboratory sessions at various times. Working all that out wasn't easy. Then I had to cook for myself too, though that broke up the hours of study a bit.
Speaker 4.
After school, I worked for my father for 10 years and then decided to get a business qualification. I thought exchanging working life for one full of lectures and assignments would be demanding, which was true up to a point. I'd also thought getting my head round what the tutors were explaining would be straightforward, but that turned out to be a false hope. I'd taken time finding the right college. Partly because of my age, I followed lots of student blogs from various institutions to find one which offered some sort of mentoring service to help me settle in. That seemed vital. I was lucky that my first choice was surrounded by great mountains, but also easily accessible from home, an added bonus.
Speaker 5.
I'd always wanted to study languages, but exactly which aspect, you know, linguistics, literature, drama and so on, well, I kept changing my mind. It struck me what I needed was a university with lots of academic options so I could experiment a bit. The one I picked also had a huge campus with loads of clubs and places to hang out, which was amazing. So I was never at a loss for something to occupy me on Saturdays. The downside of that massive campus was that everything was so spread out and I had real difficulty trying to track the various teaching sites. I was forever apologising to tutors for creeping in way after their sessions had got going.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
My parents weren't happy when I told them I wanted to study law. The thing is, I'm a keen athlete, and so having a state-of-the-art track on site to practice on after classes was crucial. They'd have preferred me to study in my city so I could have lived at home, which would have been much cheaper and easier, of course. Anyway, I think I made the right choice. It didn't take long to start hanging out with some great people I met through lectures and my running. What was more of an issue was getting through all the stuff we were given to do. I had to be up all hours to begin with. I think I've finally cracked it now, though.
Speaker 2.
Nothing prepares you fully for starting university life. I was away from home during the week with a whole new group of people who I would have to get to know. Strangely, though, what threw me most was figuring out where to do my assignments. After various unsuccessful attempts, I settled on a quiet spot in the student center, and then I could really focus at last. Choosing a university was straightforward, actually. Since I'm studying history, I thought a brand new campus wouldn't feel right. I wanted to gaze at ancient spires and towers on my way to lectures. That won hands down in the end, against studying with one of my former classmates.
Speaker 3.
Selecting the right university was tricky. My dad would have liked me to study medicine close to home, but I also had to consider how the qualification I got would be valued in future. I mean, would the university command sufficient respect overseas? And that's what swung it for me. When I actually started, it took time to settle in. It was so different from school, where we all followed a fixed timetable term after term. My lectures are mostly after lunch, but I've got laboratory sessions at various times. Working all that out wasn't easy. Then I had to cook for myself too, though that broke up the hours of study a bit.
Speaker 4.
After school, I worked for my father for 10 years and then decided to get a business qualification. I thought exchanging working life for one full of lectures and assignments would be demanding, which was true up to a point. I'd also thought getting my head round what the tutors were explaining would be straightforward, but that turned out to be a false hope. I'd taken time finding the right college. Partly because of my age, I followed lots of student blogs from various institutions to find one which offered some sort of mentoring service to help me settle in. That seemed vital. I was lucky that my first choice was surrounded by great mountains, but also easily accessible from home, an added bonus.
Speaker 5.
I'd always wanted to study languages, but exactly which aspect, you know, linguistics, literature, drama and so on, well, I kept changing my mind. It struck me what I needed was a university with lots of academic options so I could experiment a bit. The one I picked also had a huge campus with loads of clubs and places to hang out, which was amazing. So I was never at a loss for something to occupy me on Saturdays. The downside of that massive campus was that everything was so spread out and I had real difficulty trying to track the various teaching sites. I was forever apologising to tutors for creeping in way after their sessions had got going.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.